Happy New Year to you, and thanks for having me on.
Well, isn't this an interesting scenario, huh? I mean, three guys in this game with all with local connections. Jim, what does that tell you about the quality of player that we see in our valley when we see something like this happen?
Well, obviously, we've had success in our program. Other teams have had success locally, and they're, you know, for not being an area with large populations, no large cities and so forth, being pretty much what you would consider a rural area, you know, we have a lot of good athletes and play a high level of football in the area, and that's just another example of that with, you know, having guys that are involved in programs like this.
Which is unbelievable, but it also speaks, and it's one thing that you notice, you know, and I'll see it at a practice and so forth, so I'll talk about obviously what I know. You can tell right off the bat the great foundations they get in high school. How important is it to build early the foundation, Jim, with you and your staff, to build a player foundationally and then build from there with just the basics?
Well, I think it's a big part of our success. The younger kids are learning from the not necessarily even junior high or middle school, but from the time they're in the youth programs. And we don't spend a ton of time working with the coaches and specifically the kids at that level, but there is a connection, and we've always had coaches who are former players and that understand what we're trying to accomplish when those kids get to high school. So there's a lot of just basic characteristics that, you know, we're trying to instill in these kids when they're young. And so by the time they get to high school, we really, we reinforce things, but we don't have to sit down and talk a whole lot about the expectations and how we want them to conduct themselves as a Southern Columbia High School football player. They kind of know what the expectations are by the time they're a freshman or a sophomore, and so then we can kind of go from there. But, you know, attitude, character traits, things like that are just so important at the high school level, and having consistent success in your program is based on what you can do with those guys that are average high school athletes and how much you can develop them into becoming good high school athletes and taking the good high school athlete and making them outstanding. So it's a matter of just trying to elevate the level of all these guys as they come through the program.
All right, let's take a guy like Stone Hollenbach, for example. He's going to back up Mac Jones, a redshirt freshman. A, how much contact have you had with him? How much has he talked to you over time? And if you have, what kind of experience has he had down there?
Well, he's always loved Alabama, so he's had a real good experience, other than the fact that, you know, he'd like to be farther along as far as getting on the field. But, I mean, let's face it, when you go to Alabama, you know, that's the top of the heap. So, you know, it's one of the premier programs, and it's probably been the most dominant in the last decade. So we text on a fairly regular basis. I spoke to him just recently again, and then I've seen him from time to time in the off season when he's been home or when he's had the opportunity to be home. So he's had a good experience, you know, and again, he loves the program, and obviously it's a great program. And he was doing well this year, especially in the preseason, getting reps with the second team and even getting an opportunity to throw to the starters at times. But, you know, with the starter they have and the people in the program, he hasn't really had an opportunity to get on the field. And as things have played out here during the season, you know, he hasn't had much of a look as far as getting on the field. But, you know, his future is bright. He has a Division I arm, there's no question about that. But as you would know, when it comes to playing quarterback in a Power 5 school, there's a fine line. And there's only one position, there's only one starter, there's one spot. And so he's just got to kind of keep plugging away and wait for his chance.
Well, he's just a redshirt freshman. So obviously he's a true freshman. You got to be in a quarterback room with Tua Tagovailoa and then with Mac Jones. And then, of course, Jones exclusively, obviously, this season. In your texting with him, what did he pick up in that room from guys that at least have played that have maybe helped him think about the game in a certain way?
It's, you know, comparing it to high school, throwing a football is throwing a football, but, you know, learning the system, which obviously, you know, that was the first part of it when he got there as a freshman, and becoming more and more familiar with what they do, because obviously at the quarterback position, you know, you have to be aware of a lot of people's roles on every play on that offense. Not that you have to know every blocking role for every lineman, but you've got to be very accomplished at what, you know, each individual play is trying to do, and what the roles are of a lot of different people. And it's so much more complicated than high school. And, you know, the no-huddle schemes and the signals and so forth and so on. So I think, you know, he's used those guys as a role model as far as just either, you know, learning the system, but then also the processing part of it. Once that ball snapped and the bullets start to fly, as they say, and being able to process and think and go through your progression, and I guess backing up to even before the ball snapped and taking a pre-snap read. And so learning how to process things at that level is probably the biggest transition from high school, and just learning how to do a lot of those things that are just higher level mental functioning items that are necessary to play quarterback at that level. I mean, those are the things that, you know, he's had to work on and get better at, and that's where he's been able to pull from those guys who are elite, you know, Division I football players, elite Division I quarterbacks and NFL-level quarterbacks.
And then there's Betsy Fleming's son, Julian. When they needed him in the Big Ten championship game when Chris Olave was out, he stepped up and played really well, and he's also stepped up on special teams. He's even forced a fumble during the course of this whole thing. So in your communication with him, what's his experience been like?
Again, you know, he loves the situation there. He's torn right now a little bit just because Julian's such a competitor, and he's such an elite player that he's not used to standing on the sideline. But he kind of knew going in that program and with the talent they had at the receiver position that, you know, there was going to be some of that most likely, and there has been. But he's had a great experience in terms of just being able to elevate his game to that level. And a lot of the same things I said about Stone, you know, for him going in, again, learning the offense, learning the no-huddle things that they do at the college level. So now you don't just have to learn, you know, what each individual play is called and what your role is, what your responsibility or assignment is, but you also have to learn all these signals so that even without hearing it, you have to be able to look to the sideline, pick up that information and process it. So there's just so much more in that regard. And then the finer points of playing the receiver position, getting better at running routes and reading defenses, not to the level of a quarterback, but the receiver also has, you know, a big role at the higher levels like that in terms of taking a pre-snap read and understanding what the secondary is trying to do, what type of coverage they're in, and then adjusting your route accordingly. You know, those are, you know, things that you do a little bit of that in high school, but not near to the extent that you have to do it, you know, in a Power 5 school, at a school like Ohio State. And so, you know, there's been a transition there, but I know Julian feels very comfortable with his position in the program right now and being able to step in and become a starter by next season. And he's had playing time on a regular basis this year, and the Big Ten game, championship game, was where he got the most opportunity because of Olave being out. But hopefully he's on the field some tonight, and I know it's going to be a tremendous experience for him just to be part of that game.
Yeah, in the Big Ten title game, he had 4 catches for 53 yards in that game because opportunity opened the door for him. He took advantage of it. What is it like for you to sit back and watch a game like this because of personal connections? What is that like?
It's very rewarding, and you know, it's I have to kind of take a step back and be in a small school and not having too many people, you know, from our program get to that level. It's just a little bit overwhelming at times, but it's just a lot of fun and exciting to watch a game like this and know that you have a direct connection with players on each team. And so that also means I'm not going to be rooting in a big way for either team, because we have representation on both sides. But I can just kind of sit back and enjoy it, and just look forward to the future and them being able to continue to you know, be part of these programs and participate in big-time college football programs.
When the night is over, someone from Southern Columbia will have a national championship ring. Interesting. Jim,
yeah,
always
kind of,
a pleasure.
Kind of neat to
Isn't
think
that cool?
About that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No matter what, a Southern Columbia graduate will have a national championship ring by the end of the night.
Yep, that's a tremendous thing for us to be able to you know, look at when it's all over this evening.
Jim, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun.
Hey, same here, and thanks for having me on.